Dr. Halvorden, I'm not dictating a clinic note on Rodney Campbell. Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, last name C-A-M-P-B-E-I-L. Dictation 11-23-58. Dictation 8-5-23. Patient presents with history of upper abdominal pain this morning, localizing to the right upper quadrant in subcostal region, describing pain as from 1 to 2 to 7. States he was seen, well, the patient was seen here 3 weeks ago with questionable blockage in his stomach, with distension, given prescription for dicyclamine with CPRO. There was a presence of tissue, pyuria. Which he states helped. Patient also states he feels constipated this morning with hard stools times 2. Patient has a history of palpitations, increased pulse, with anxiety, moving from his upper abdomen up into his chest and neck, with prior workups in the past, and starting since childhood, with last cardiac evaluation about a year ago, without finding abnormalities. Has history occurred? Social family history, non-contributory. Physicals and general appearance. No acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Neck suffered without masses. Lungs for auscultation, percussion. Heart rate reason without murmurs or gallop. Abdomen with 1+ tenderness to right subcostal region without guardian or rebound. Bowel cells normal active. No distension noted. Back without CVA tenderness, skin and extremities, no psychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient was asked to take a mental tablet that he'd been given before while in the office. He took one earlier, a few hours before, without relief. Because of the presence of abdominal pain. Patient's options were discussed. With recommendation to go to the emergency room if the pain continues or worsens. Because of the negative ultrasound of the gallbladder recently, gallstones were not considered, but clinical appearance compatible with the diagnosis of cholecystitis. Patient given prescription for Levaquin. And flagyl, to continue the medications because of the symptoms. Patient was advised to return in 2 days for further evaluation. With surgical referral and further GI workup, symptoms not relieved, and continue. Because of not being in distress, more aggressive approach was not taken. was discussed possibility of seeing Dr. Walker next week, but did not feel it was necessary to see him today on an urgent basis. Patient also has a history of GERD. In the past, social history patients in the process of retiring, waiting for retirement checks, and moving up north, probably next week with his trailer. His stepson from prior marriage, who he maintains contact with, and his children and wife. Depression again, abdominal pain with suspected cholecystitis without acute abdomen. Recommendation is to go to the emergency room if pain persists or increases, with recommended follow-up next week for further evaluation and outpatient with further outpatient testing and referral as needed. Thank you, Dr. Halvedere.